Unit 24.
This spring, Mr. and Mrs. Kato left Tokyo with their son, Taro. They came to live in a town in Hokkaido because Mr. Kato had a new job at a college in Hokkaido. Taro started to go to school in the town. At school, Ken was the first boy who spoke to Taro. Ken was sitting near him in the classroom. Last Sunday, Taro's family went on a picnic to a hill with Ken. They started early in the morning. After they walked for about 2 hours, they came to a small river among the trees. "Let's stop here," said Ken. "Most of the people who go up this hill usually spend a short time here. They forget that they are tired when they wash their hands and faces with the cool water of this river." It was almost noon when they got to the top of the hill. Mrs. Kato said, "How nice! We are now in another world. The air is cool and everything is fresh. This is the best place for a picnic. I often came here with my parents. We can see in every direction today," said Ken. After lunch, Ken and Taro enjoyed walking around. There were a lot of beautiful flowers which were not seen in Tokyo. Taro wanted to take some of them home. Then Ken said, "Please don't pick the flowers. Spring comes late in Hokkaido. During the long winter, people in Hokkaido wait and wait for this time of the year. They know that spring has come when they see these flowers, so they love these flowers." When Taro heard this, he thought he learned an important thing. "You are right, Ken. If each of us takes these flowers home, people who come up here can't enjoy these beautiful flowers. I didn't think of others," said Taro. Ken and Taro smiled at each other. At about 3, they began to go down the hill. When Taro was walking down, he thought he got a good friend in Hokkaido.